One of the largest produce markets in the world is right here in our state. It feeds millions of people every day and serves as an important outlet for our own farmers, for New York fruit and vegetable producers. And today we're going to take a deep dive in just how this market works and how it plans to get bigger and better. Hi, I'm Steve Ammerman, Director of Communications for New York Farm Bureau, and welcome to News Bites. Hunts Point Market is in the Bronx. It's a major outlet to distribute fresh fruit and vegetables throughout New York City and the tri-state region. And produce comes from markets and countries all over the world, but it also comes from farmers right here in New York State. The wholesale market, it's a very competitive place, as you can imagine, with a lot of buying and selling going on every day, where buyers coming in looking to get a good deal, but also looking for high quality produce that they can sell to their own customers at grocery stores, bodegas, restaurants, and many other places throughout the city. So today we're going to talk to the man who runs Hunts Point. His name is Philip Grant. He's the CEO of Hunts Point Market. Today we're going to talk to him about how he wants to grow opportunities for his market, but that also means growing opportunities for our farmers as well, and why he says New York Farm Bureau is so important. Well, Philip, thanks so much for joining us here on News Bites today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we're just happy to have you aboard.
The same here too, Steve. Thank you for having me.
So Hunts Point has been around for, I guess, centuries. It's what, the largest food distribution center in the world? Is that correct? Kind of tell me, just what is Hunts Point if people aren't familiar with it?
Oh, so great question, Steve. So we've been in the Bronx since 1967. Okay. But the merchants have roots going back for 200 years. So we used to be in Lower Manhattan until we moved up. So what is Hunts Point? Hunts Point is the largest produce food hub there is in the city. 60% of the produce that goes out into New York City and the surrounding area comes out of the market. We like to say if you're having a local apple, nine times out of 10, it's coming out. Six times out of 10, it's coming out of the market. Or one of our merchants had some sort of a touch point with it.
So you're literally feeding millions of people a day.
Millions. And our team, my team here would tell me that we're getting better numbers. It's about 23.6 million people we feed daily within a 50-mile radius of the market.
That's astronomical when you think of just the infrastructure that has to be in place for that to happen. So how does that work? Kind of give us a bird's eye view of that distribution center.
It is a beautiful dance that happens here. Every single day. I just got off the dock, by the way. But we're supported by 27 merchants, and those 27 merchants handle their logistics. So they source from 55 countries and 49 states. So we have to figure out what's going on with Alaska, but that we'll figure that piece out. However, it's a beautiful dance. You know, it's a roll up your sleeves type of market where we get in, get out. We start at 10 p.m. on average the night before, and we rock and roll all the way until 3 p.m. the next day. And we do that daily until Friday afternoon. So within that period, we have trucks coming in with delivery with products and trucks going out. So upwards of 10,000 daily visits happen on a 24-hour cycle here at the market. So it's a beautiful dance that the folks here at the market have been doing for almost 57 Thanksgiving in this facility and for over 200 years in the city.
And how long have you been with Hunts Point? And as CEO, you know, what is your role?
Mm-hmm. So I like to call this my almost decade-long journey with the market, because prior to my role as CEO, the market was a part of my portfolio while at the New York City Economic Development Corporation. So for over those years, I've been building the city's infrastructure. And one of the most notable ones are the citywide ferry system. It's always been, you know, public infrastructure. And here I am now at the market championing a new redevelopment that would basically keep us in the Bronx for another 57 plus Thanksgivings. So, you know, those are some of the things that I do on a daily basis. So it's broken into three buckets. The overall operations, keeping the city and the 23 million people fed. It's also the engagement, dealing with our local electeds and stakeholders. And then there's the redevelopment that takes up a piece. So I'll break it down into those three buckets, and that's what goes on a daily basis here.
Those are three big buckets.
Yeah. So I've been in the role for about almost close to three plus years, but in the market for almost five.
Okay, so you were talking about engagement, and you've been doing so much more outreach with the farm community, with New York Farm Bureau, something that we probably haven't seen before at this level, which it makes a lot of sense because, your market starts with the food, it starts with the farms. Why is it important for you to get involved and to network with the farm community, and how are you going about doing that? Why is this so important to you?
It is, we have such aligned goals, farmers and the market. And then actually our slogan prior to this was that it's where farmers go to market. So we really want to get back to our traditions where, listen, the farmer grows, they ship it to the market, and we get it out to the public. So it's definitely an organic relationship, and it's such a natural one too. And it's because we're all similar, doing similar things or going after similar goals here. So it's definitely important. The farmer grows and we try to get the product out to the 23.6 million people on a daily basis. So it's definitely aligned goals there.
So how does it work if a farmer is interested in selling at Hunts Point to take advantage of the huge market that you have? How does that work?
Oh, absolutely. As I said before, we're supported by our 27 merchants, and each merchant have their individual relationships with farmers. I've been across the state, and I've heard individual farmers, tell me about the relationships they've been having with our merchants here for over the last several decades. So, one of the sure shot ways is to deal with a merchant directly. If there's any challenges there on our end, then the market management and my end, we could get that farmer involved with our merchants. And then on the redevelopment end, one of the things I am very optimistic about is actually the redevelopment. Once we redevelop, we will open up the pipeline. We could guarantee that a farmer will send their product down here, and we could get them out in a certain time period. So those are some of the things that we are excited about. With a new market, we look to bring new jobs. We also look to increase our pipeline by 30%. So that's more locally grown product that we could handle here in the market.
That's awesome. And I'm happy you brought that up because that's something I did want to talk about. I've been to Hunts Point a few times on tours. It's a huge facility, many, many acres. It's very busy, but it's also the infrastructure is fairly old, at least in parts, and you are looking to revitalize that. Can you expand a little bit more on the millions of dollars that you're looking to invest in and what that end goal will look like?
No, absolutely, and I'm grateful and thankful to our partners and our team here at the market and our executive board that we've been able to bring in $400 million worth of grant funding from
Wow.
all three sectors. We have it from the city, state, and the federal government. So those are the three parts that are funding us now for ultimately a $600 million project that would basically bring two brand new buildings here at the market on the east side of our property, and then repurposing the other buildings here on the property for future use or for another venture. So we are very, very excited. Something like this will take us about 5 to 7 years to get completed. However, we've been having some productive conversations with our stakeholders that's on the city side on what this place will be and how soon we'll get into construction. So that's I'm a glasses guy, so I'm on my sixth full glasses of optimism here that we're going to get something done. And it just means so much for our industry. It means so much for the farmers locally and so much for the farmers nationally. So it's a local challenge we have, but that which means a lot locally and a lot nationally and also internationally as well, because we source internationally.
Well, it's exciting because, I mean, if you expand the amount of food that can come through, obviously that means more opportunity, but also it may physically just make it easier to get the food to you and out the door. Is that also one of the goals? Because, for some of our farmers, especially if they're coming from far away, and New York City can be intimidating to some people as well. So I would assume the easier that you can make it, the better.
Steve, you have it echoed perfectly that if with an increased or larger market in terms of volume, we could actually bring the product in quicker, faster, and get out. So I see this as a we'll pick up efficiency on the logistics side. It was also and also on the relationship side with the folks actually the farmers will send product here. We could guarantee that you'll send your product down and we'll get your truck down and we'll send guarantee you to get you out on time. So those are some of the things that we're excited about. And those are some of the challenges that we hear as we, you know, my team and I, we go across the state. They're, you're saying, listen, we want to get product down there. And we want to know that once we send our truck down, that we'll get unloaded and get back out so we can do that same cycle again. So those are some of the things that we're excited about here. So you hit it right on the head there, Steve.
Very good. It's good to know. Now, I know your focus and your job at the market is to physically run the market. You're not there to negotiate prices, or as you said, you leave it to your vendors to establish, you know, their suppliers and their network. But is there something, because it, obviously it has to be a competitive market. I mean, there's so many people there. Is there anything that you would like farmers to know, or any advice that you would have for farmers to be a part of that, or to navigate that network?
You know, the merchants here, and I see it day in, day out. And as I said earlier, I was just on the dock, and the merchants will remind me that this is a relationship business, you know, and it's a business that, you know, thrives on a handshake. And the fact that if you send your product here, we guarantee you that it will get you a fair market price. And you'll see that. And we, as a market, wouldn't be able to sustain this if we weren't able to stay by our word, you know, to the farming community. If you get your product here, we'll get you a fair price. And it's also something that we celebrate with our stakeholders. Like, listen, it's a place where you could send something fresh from a farm here, and the next day it's on your table, or a few hours it's on your table. So we thrive on those that relationship.
I know that, you know, you've really been great of you're not just at Hunts Point. You come upstate, you go to Long Island, you visit farms, you've been to a number of events. You're really engaged to build those relationships. As you said, this is a relationship business. Do you have a story or a moment that stands out of a farm tour or a conversation you've had with a farmer? I know you have a great relationship with Commissioner Ball at the Ag Markets. You know, anything that stands out or surprised you about New York agriculture?
Oh, listen, I love so I've been to the Taste of New York for the last 2 years, and
Our big reception in Albany, yes, for the Farm Bureau reception.
it is one of the best things to do. Actually start, and it's also the start of our kickoff of our season. But the last 2 years have been a joy. We get to see new product. We also, I think one of my favorites was the cross between the Fuji apple and the Honeycrisp, which is and taste. You know, my team members would tell me about whipped honey. So there's a lot of food-related things that, you know, that basically broadens my horizons outside of the traditional, you know, apples and so forth. And even that new brand of apples, I mean, every I couldn't
Yeah.
go back. So no, so th just the fact that we're bringing everybody in the rooms, and also the farm event convention in December, where I get to meet, you know, the other stakeholders, and we just, you know, share an experience. So I've got the relationship that we're continuing to cultivate with the Farm Bureau is just an excellent, outstanding relationship, and it's a necessary one for our sustainability, by the way.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, we are so appreciative of your time and when you come, because you walk the walk, and I think that's really important, and our farmers appreciate that. So thank you very much for being so engaged, and it is great to see the diversity that we have here in New York State in terms of agriculture, and that there is so much opportunity to provide the people in New York City and the surrounding metropolitan area with all of that great food and the products as well that they produce. So it really is a great effort, connected effort, as you said. We don't have too much more time, but you know, you talked about the goals of expanding and remodeling, if you will, rejuvenating the market. You know, in final thoughts on ultimately what we want to see with the market and how it relates to our farms in New York State.
Well, absolutely. So, you know, currently we, on the revenue side, we bring in 10% of our revenues from locally grown products. Our goal and our shared goal here is to open up that pipeline. You know, so a new market helps the locally grown market, the local farmers, and with that, it's going to be a beautiful future, a beautiful goal to get this market done, open up that pipeline, and just see the farming community, see the market community just thriving and working towards that 57 plus new Thanksgivings that we want to have here at the market and right here in the Bronx.
That's really exciting because, you know, you think about it, it's so important for people in New York City to understand where their food comes from, and that we have that relationship between the growers, you know, our producers, as well as our customers. And the better that connection exists, the better understanding exists, and it creates even more opportunity. So I'm really excited for you and the market and to see where this all goes.
And it's the same here too, Steve. I really appreciate this opportunity and this platform for us to share our collective goals together and look forward to the future.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
It's going to be exciting to see how Hunts Point grows under Philip's leadership and how our farmers can grow their opportunities right along with it. And really, it's just another reminder about the important connection that our farmers have with the people of New York City and why we really need each other, both as a producer and as a consumer of locally produced food, because we both need a strong food system in order to be able to enjoy the literal fruits of the labor there. Well, Philip, as you mentioned, he comes to the state convention that we have every year at New York Farm Bureau. And make sure you want to put it on your calendar for this year's event. It's going to be December 3rd and 5th, 3rd through the 5th, rather, at Turning Stone Resort and Casino in Verona, New York. We're going to have all kinds of exciting workshops and networking possibilities. And it all is going to revolve around the theme of farming forward, leadership, innovation, and diversification. So it's really about capitalizing on opportunities, and there's going to be a number of different workshops that will focus on those three target areas. Again, leadership, innovation, and diversification, and how it's going to affect, you know, all aspects of New York agriculture and what our farmers can learn from it. Because really, that's what New York Farm Bureau is all about. Yeah, there's a great advocacy effort and component that we do, but it's also about, you know, networking with your fellow farmers and others throughout agriculture, and really taking what you learn and using it on your own farm to be a better farmer and a better business person. So that's going to be really exciting at our state convention. Again, December 3rd through the 5th at Turning Stone Resort. Sponsorship opportunities are available and registration will open up on August 1st as well. Also, one other thing to bring up is the food and farm experience. This is part of New York Farm Bureau's foundation. It's put on hold during the pandemic and it's relaunching this year. It's a great opportunity for middle school and high school career counselors to come and learn about agriculture and all the career opportunities that exist in agriculture. Farming's important. We need our farmers, but we also need people that support our farmers, whether it's on the business side, whether it's in transportation, communications, marketing, research. There are so many job opportunities to learn about food and farming, and we're excited to bring back the Food and Farm Experience October 16th through the 18th in Fayetteville, New York. So if you know of a career counselor in your own school district who might be interested in learning about agriculture and how that can benefit your students, let them know about this opportunity. Registration is open until July 1st, and all of the information, both for the Food and Farm Experience as well as the state convention, can be found on our website at nyfb.org. Just click on events and you'll get all the information that you need. Well, that will do it for this edition of News Bites. We hope you enjoyed the conversation today with Philip, and also like to thank Seth Moser-Katz for putting this podcast together. As always, make sure you thank a farmer for all that they do.